I used white out to touch up my nails.
Oh, look at that.
I know. They're foam baloney. Come on. You know, my real nail's probably half that size. They just make it white. And then, of course, I tried a little white to touch it up, and I can't do a decent job.
Wow, Judy. What a difference. Oh, that looks so cool when you're playing guitar.
Oh, my God. Well, I just figured I can't have disfigured hands. You know? But look at these calluses. If ever there's I could commit a crime and not get caught if I have no hands. I think my next gig is going to be stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a comment one of my friends made. She says, you don't have to sing that whole hour and be exhausted. You should talk.
Oh, you didn't talk?
Uh-uh. I didn't know. I didn't know what to talk about. But now I can. If people like that, I'll talk.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And think about, I don't know how comfortable you are talking, you know, over the mic or talking in front of a group of people. You're pretty comfortable?
Yeah, I just have to have a plan. I don't have a plan, but spontaneity is good. You never know what you're going to say.
That's very true.
My memory issues, trust me.
Yes, and disfigurement and all kinds of...
I'm getting there, Peaches. I'm a work in progress.
You're doing good, too. No matter what you say about yourself, you never stop trying.
Oh, that's it. I'll be trying until I'm 100 years old.
Some people talk about themselves and they don't do anything, you know, so you don't let it stop you, and that's really cool.
That's good. I don't know. I don't know that my throat's open. I'm worried about that. Sometimes I think I'm closing up. I don't know. I try to remember that whole thing we do. It's hard when you're performing. It's really, you can't think.
Well,
you kind of revert to...
Yeah, and that's why you practice so much when you're not performing. Well, so that you don't have to think as much, so it becomes your default, your new habit.
Right. Well, if I play for an hour, I'm going to get it, because I can't sing that way for an hour wrong. I won't be able to
talk. Yeah, exactly. That's
I'll
what
be
happens.
Kim Carnes.
Yeah.
They thought they were going to see Judy Unders. Rod Stewart.
A little distracting while they're reading.
Well, I'm working on Kermit the Frog.
Okay.
Because he told me that, remember?
Did he? Who told you that?
Oh, the Kermit the Frog, the Sesame Street song. Okay, I'm sorry. No, I'm not going to have a voice lesson. I'm going to have comedy routine.
Okay, so here we go. So this is really, really good. This is an important exercise. Not the style that I'm choosing right now, but this exercise of connecting the vowels and taking those H's out of there. You were talking about, you don't know if you're open up?
Oh, this is killing me. I recorded More Than You Know, and I realized I'm with Santa Claus.
What do you mean?
I was going, More Than You Know, ho, ho, than you know, ho, ho. Should I hear ho, ho, ho? What in the world? I'm going to have to re-record the song. I can't stand it. Every time I hear, no, ho, 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 I'm like, what is that? You just reminded me. Why is it we don't hear that when we're singing
it? It's the weirdest thing. People used to come out and record me, and I used to hate them. I've been supporting myself in music since I was 16 when I left home. And people would come out and they'd say, a lot of people would say, oh, you're so talented, you know this and that. And there'd be one or few people that would be, you know, they'd be like, you need to do this and you need to do that. And those were so hard to hear. And I dreaded when they would come out and they would tell me, you need to record yourself. You need to record yourself, videotape and record. And I'd be like, I hate you, go away. You know, make someone else's life miserable.
Same thing, no peaches, please.
But you hear those things straighten it out really quickly. You'd go on for years doing certain things sometimes if you didn't get to hear
them. Decades. For me, decades. My daughter says, aren't you tired of listening to your own music? No, because I hear these things and I know I want to correct it. Mm. But then I also hear things I do right, which is good too.
She needs an avenue of self-expression. And she won't ask you that question.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When you're doing that thing that you do and you love and...
I wake up sometimes 4 a.m. and I just put on my music and I lie there and listen. It's so great.
Yeah, it's
so
it's comforting. A great release. And
it's fabulous.
Yeah, when someone does it, they understand. Doesn't matter whether it's music or what it is. That's why I'm saying she probably is not doing something like that, or she would.
Well,
I'm worried
I'm obsessive, because you know what? Sometimes I can't, and I don't have my iPod, or I'm in a situation and I want it so bad, and then I get this ache. I actually ache for my music. I don't know if you've ever had that, where you just ache.
You know what? I think. Your music is a survival raft for you, a life raft for what you're going through in your life right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know that it's really possible to obsess if you're taking care of things that that you have to do. I mean, you're putting on clothes. You're not walking out naked. I mean,
I feel naked. I have clothes on, but trust me, with what I've written, I'm naked.
I always think about the call, the intensity of what the experience is. I always used to say to people that you need an intense a positive experience that meets the intensity of the negative experience that you're having. It has to meet that or surpass that in to mine. Mm. So to me, I don't see the obsession. I see survival. Good. I see it healthy. Is. I see
healthy.
This is
healthy.
Yeah,
that's a good word.
This is the this is what you're doing to survive.
Actually, I think without the music, I was in survival mode. The music has made me go beyond survival.
Oh, okay.
The music has been my healing. Ah. I have not just survived. Okay. I am healthy now.
Yeah,
this is what it's doing.
Yeah, so, yeah. So that's how you know that's how I see it. So, okay. So with the ho 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 say, yeah, you'll take the ho ho.
You know what? The hostess ho ho.
I know. It's painful.
You know what? I can't go backwards. I have got to move forward. I could fix every song. There's something wrong. But you know what? I'll never finish. I am.
You know,
really
that's right.
Out.
And get to those other ones that you want to do.
And then I'll get better as I go. And then I can always go back and probably redo everything.
That's
my mantra.
That's right. Yeah. But you do have to decide. One of these, somebody said something is never finished, you just decide to stop working on it.
Well, you know, one session is very short for one song. He says people spend 2 or 3 sessions, you know, like 10 hours on a song.
Oh, yeah.
We do the song. I do the guitar. I do the singing. And then he has 1 hour to do the tracks, to do the instrumentation. And then he also spends 20 minutes burning it. It's so funny. His system with reverb, he can't just copy a file. He has to actually play the file. So if I want a karaoke version, that's another. I have to pay by the hour. So time is very short. In 3 hours, we do a lot.
You got a lot down in 3 hours.
Well, I'm ready
now. You guys get a lot down in 3 hours. That's quite a system.
Yeah, you know? That's why I'm working so hard.
As we just did, but I'm still saying the words. But I'm thinking vowels only. Okay. I'm thinking Hawaiian. Ayawea.
Okay.
Because baby, there ain't no mountain. Do you hear the one stream is going through continuing, ain't no mountain. There's a continuous flow of air. I'm not breaking up any of those floors. Ain't no mountain. I'm not breaking up anything. Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. A-O-I-O.
This is perfect for me. It's legato. That's what I do all the time anyway. I was meant to do R&B, see? I just didn't know it. By the way, when we have our lessons and I put things on the blog, people say our voices sound the same, that we have very similar voices, which cracks me up.
Oh, really?
Because when you sang a song, they thought maybe I was singing. I'm like, whoa.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is. You know, I can understand that maybe from the clip that I listened to a few weeks ago, the lesson excerpt.
Yeah.
Because we're both talking, and then we're talking over each other, and then we're, you know,
it's
we're
mostly me talking over you. I don't know how to stumble back. I'm such a blabbermouth. I noticed that listening to the tape. Not only is singing, I'm listening to tape the conversation that I have to slow down.
You have been slowing down.
How
I've noticed
it?
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying. I want to hear
and
you.
That's why I was wondering why, because you say that more to me. You say, I'm talking over you. I'm sorry. And I was like, I wonder why you started doing that.
Because I listened to myself. I'm going, I want to hear what Peaches has to say. Why the hell did I interrupt her so much? She has something to say. And I don't want to be hearing myself all the time.
You're crying.
All right. Okay,
so now we'll ply straight forward.
Okay.
With singing the words.
All right.
And listen to my vibrato a little bit. Not that I want you to copy me. Just to open up, just to give my gist. Cause baby there.
Yeah.
Cause baby there ain't.
Cause baby there ain't no mountain high enough.
Yeah. And let's do a little area.
Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just meant on that ain't no, cause baby was fine. But once we get up high, I just want to, like you just did it now. So, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough.
Okay. Cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough. Ain't no valley low enough.
Take your time.
Ain't no river high enough to keep me from getting to you. Don't you know that there ain't no mountain high enough? Ain't no valley low enough.
So we're going to play with that kind of thing a little bit more.
Okay.
And it's going to serve a number of functions. It's good to do something like this. Take your mind off. We get into one grain of something.
No,
there's so many ways to you know, to do something. And it's a different approach. Like when I'm hired to do, if I do a Joan Baez kind of song, it's a different way and a different accent that I use, a different vibrato, a different tone,
wow,
different pronunciation than if I'm going to do a song like this or an Aretha Franklin song.
I need a toolbox because I don't have all those different things.
And that's what we're working on. And then when you go back to that thing, you can do it because you're deliberately doing everything. It's not, you're just not falling into it.
Okay.
You know what you're doing. You're going to have to, I've said this to you before, be very deliberate whenever you're singing. Your mind, you know, you're not going to be able to afford as much for your mind to wander. It's going to have to be conscious and deliberate, present with what you're doing all the time for a while till this becomes your new habit.
Because I'm pulling out songs now from the 70s that I used to play. And the way I used to play them, it's not the way I want to play them now. And I have to do, like, I'm learning 10 songs at the same time. And I'm doing
Are. That's true. And key, not to mention the keys.
And chords. Oh, my God. Yeah. So I'm trying very hard. So let me pull out. So we have time.
Very good. That was
I'll
very
do, like,
good.
One verse of the different stuff that I have that I'm doing.
Okay.
But I'm recording tomorrow night, so I haven't added
This is the second time you've been doing that. You did that last week.
Also, didn't you?